Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Bruce Steele. He is an author and journalist, and he is out with a brand new, just a fantastic book, One Day at Disney, Meet the People Who Make the Magic Across the Globe. The book is available now wherever your fine books are sold, and it is just an absolute joy to read. And I say that as somebody who is not really into Disney. I enjoyed every single page and photograph in this thing. Bruce, this is kind of a companion book to a series, to a show that's airing on Disney Plus right now, but what was the genesis of this book and what you were trying to accomplish?
Well, Disney approached me about the book after they'd already been working on it for about 3 years, and then we spent another year actually doing the project and getting it out into the world. And the idea actually came from Bob Iger, who's the CEO of the company, and as part of his job, he goes out to every Disney location all over the world, and he meets all these great people who do all these great jobs. And I think even Bob Iger is surprised at how interesting some of these jobs are, and it was his idea to do a book that would show the scope of the Disney company and what goes on behind the scenes on one ordinary day. And indeed, every photograph, all these beautiful hundreds of beautiful photographs were all shot on one day, February 21st of this year, all over the world.
Something I didn't realize until I read this book is just how vast and encompassing the Disney Corporation is. And I guess I didn't even think about it. We're talking about everything from just the theme parks to the movies and the Broadway shows to ESPN to ABC television. How does this company compare to the big companies we think about when we think about these huge conglomerates like Amazon or Facebook?
Well, I mean, I think the difference between, you know, Amazon or Facebook and Disney is that Amazon and Facebook seem sort of faceless to us. And part of the joy of the Disney company is that there are all these cast members that have interactions with the public, and not just at the theme parks, but say at Disney stores or at ABC film tapings, or you see all these people on television who work for ESPN, and all these people on stage at Disney theatrical productions. Disney really is a company with a face, and it's got indeed hundreds of thousands of faces. And we captured about 79 or 80 of them in this book.
The folks that are featured in this book, do you get the sense that they think outside the box rather than just their absolute task that they need to accomplish for that day, to think that I'm working for this great company? Cause it seems like a lot of people don't just take a step back and think about the actual company they're working for. They just know they need to do a certain task that day.
Well, I would two things about that. One is that almost everybody in this book talked to me about how focused they are on the final experience that they're creating. Whether they're making toffee or whether they're doing play-by-play, they're really focused on the experience of the person who is that they're serving. Whether they're serving them toffee or serving them play-by-play, they want that experience to be the best. So, I mean, I think they're really focused on that, and I've already forgotten the second thing I was going to tell you, so I'm going to let you go back to you.
All right. You have a book like this. A lot of people are tempted to just grab it, open up to the middle, and start flipping around. Is that a good way to read this book?
Absolutely. I highly recommend it. You should just dive in and see whatever interests you. I do recommend people who have the Disney Plus streaming service that they sort of use the companion book and the service together, because having watched now the documentary that is available on Disney Plus, it's really interesting to watch these people live and on your television set, and then go back and read the stories. They're very complimentary. They overlap a little bit, but there's lots of stories on the Disney Plus service that aren't in the book, and there's lots of stories in the book that aren't on television.
Something else I noticed, and for each entry of each person here, you list the hometown that they came from, and they're all over the place. There's some from the Midwest, from all over the world, frankly. And it seems like that's such an interesting thing to add, an interesting feature, because it really shows the reach of Disney from just an absolute global standpoint. So even though it's a quintessentially American company, it really has an international foothold, right?
It does. Well, there's Disneyland in Hong Kong, there's a Disneyland in Shanghai and in Tokyo. We caught up with an Adventures by Disney tour guide who was on the day that we shot the photos was in Costa Rica. And this is a fellow who travels all over the world to China and Europe and Asia. And so, yeah, Disney's all over the place.
Did you get the sense when the photographers went out that this was a project was could have been possibly too big? I mean, how many photographers you got sending out to do all this in one day? Because it just seems like an overwhelming task.
Well, there are a 40 or 50 photographers, and there's two pages in the back of the book where there are 80 different people, the photographers and their support staff, who are credited with all these amazing images. And it was quite a logistical accomplishment. And there was a fella on staff who just now finished his job literally a few days ago, whose job it was to make sure all the logistics were happening. And he had a staff working for him.
I've got a sister who just loves Disney, and she talks about a lot of the crossover that you see in the various Disney productions between movies and such. What is it that makes Disney want to try to add characters from one series or one movie into another just to create that crossover?
Well, the company calls it synergy, and I mean, I think it's to create a way for people who already enjoy one thing to provide them a doorway into something else that they might enjoy. So if you already love the characters from Frozen, and maybe the characters from Frozen are in a short film that's on the Disney Plus service, maybe you'll sign up for Disney Plus and you'll discover more things that you like that you didn't know about. So, I mean, I think synergy is a good word for it. Synergy just means, you know, taking different things and putting them together and creating something new from the combination of those different things.
I think you grew up a lover of Disney products, right?
Of course.
Could you have done this project had you not had that background? Could you have done this just as a black and white journalist with no heart or feeling into it at all?
A professional journalist can do whatever a professional journalist is assigned to do. I think a non-Disney fan journalist would have become a Disney fan by the end of the project.
There we go. That's what I was hoping you'd say. One of the things that I love about Disney is what it's done for the revitalization of Broadway in New York City. And it seems like when shows struggle to just get funding, to get on there, to get on the stage, Disney is all of a self-funded thing. So what's that done to create an effect, a financial effect, for Broadway in New York City?
Well, one of the stories that's told in the book is the story of Damon Amendola, who's the head of Disney Theatrical, and who helped renovate the New Amsterdam Theater in New York. And the renovation of the New Amsterdam Theater was sort of the cornerstone to revamping 42nd Street entirely and to getting rid of all the nastiness that used to be there and creating the very tourist-friendly place there is today. Now, this is, of course, a separate enterprise from, say, you know, doing a small show off Broadway, but I have to say that Disney has quite a track record in looking at all of these folks who are doing small shows off Broadway and plucking out the talent and bringing them to Broadway.
One of the things I also forgot about Disney until I read this book was that it had taken over the Star Wars franchise, and as I'm looking through here and seeing the various pictures of the people that work on not only Jon Favreau's new show that's on Disney Plus, but just the characters and the things they have at the theme park, is that the Star Wars thing seemed to be a natural transition when I don't think, as I would have thought about that at the outset, that I thought, well, what does Disney have to do with Star Wars? But how has that marriage worked?
Well, I mean, I think when Disney bought Pixar, when Disney bought Marvel, when Disney bought Lucasfilm, what Disney knows to do is to leave things alone and let them work the way they work. I talked to all these people at Marvel and at Lucasfilm, and these people still work very much for the entities that you think of. So it's not like Star Wars has been subsumed by Disney. It's like Star Wars has been connected to Disney, and Disney still supports the Lucasfilm folks in the way that they need to be supported and to do the job that they have always done, which is something that's completely different from, say, Frozen.
So you're not going to see Jiminy Cricket showing up in a Star Wars production, right?
You're not going to see Jiminy Cricket showing up in a Star Wars production.
As the photographers got together, what was their assignment for getting pictures? Was it just a blanket, get whatever you can, and how did that work as far as editing the pictures?
The photographer's job was to try and capture as much as possible the people at their job and what it is they do at their job, and also to make beautiful photos. The genesis of this book was to create a beautiful coffee table book with hundreds of beautiful photographs in it. So you can imagine that there were some people at jobs who sit at desks crunching numbers who were not nominated for inclusion in this book. So the great thing about the photographers is, for the most part, they had really great subject matter, whether it's the machinist who's putting on a scuba outfit to dive into the jungle cruise, or the woman who carries around a 7-pound dory puppet to do the Finding Nemo musical at the Animal Kingdom. I mean, these are some great subject matters, so the photographers had lots to work with.
All right. Well, the book is just fantastic. It's called One Day at Disney, Meet the People Who Make the Magic Across the Globe. The book is available now wherever your fine books are sold. Bruce Steele is the author of this book. There were all kinds of photographers involved. Bruce, just a phenomenal offering here. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and thank you for joining us to talk about it.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.